You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Toronto's Gay Pride Parade is one of the largest and best known around the world. So it's not surprising that advocates on behalf of Israeli state policies and practices would fear the presence in this parade of critics of those same Israeli practices. So when a Toronto group, Queers Against Israeli Apartheid, applied to be present with their banners in this year's Gay Pride Parade, the B'nai B'rith, who advocate in Canada on behalf of Israel, tried to have their participation banned. To recount these events and the outcome, I'm joined on the phone from Toronto by Andrew Brett. He is a member of Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. Good morning, Andrew, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
This is the first time Queers Against Israeli Apartheid are participating as an independent contingent in the Gay Pride Parade in Toronto. Could you tell us about the public community forum you organized to present and discuss this initiative?
Sure. So we actually decided to form as a group last year in response to the Israeli government using gay rights as a propaganda tool in order to justify its occupation of Palestine. For example, we've seen posters around saying, oh, this is gay rights in Islamic countries, with a picture of people being hung by rope, and then here is gay rights in Israel with a picture of a pride parade, as if in Israel everything's great and in any other country it's horrible, and because of that we need to support the Israeli government. So because of that, we decided to hold a community forum here in Toronto in a queer community venue to talk about that and to bring up the issues and how our community and how our rights are being used to justify the oppression of another community's rights. And so we invited people, a whole cross-section of people. We invited the Grand Marshal of the Toronto Pride Parade, Al-Farouk Kaki. We invited Tim McCaskill, who's a prominent gay activist in Toronto, and he was actually a member of the Simon Nkodi Anti-Apartheid Committee in the 1980s, which fought against South African apartheid. And we also invited queer Palestinians to talk about their perspective. And it was a really great forum. It brought everyone together. We had open debate. People brought up their criticisms, and we were able to flesh out this discussion and talk about how, as much as, you know, we support gay rights in any country, we don't want our rights to be used as justification for the oppression of other people. And but unfortunately, even before the event had taken place, it was denounced by B'nai B'rith. They sent out a press release basically accusing us of a quote-unquote hijacking the gay rights agenda. So we just found it a bit funny, first of all, for an organization that doesn't even have a track record on gay rights to be criticizing us. But we just found it really offensive that they wanted to stifle debate like this.
Well, your forum was a remarkable effort to create a free and a public and open discussion. You were attacked by B'nai B'rith, as you said. What was your response? I know you've said that they haven't supported gay rights, but what is their record in that particular oppression?
Well, we, as a group, weren't actually familiar with their track record until a member of Independent Jewish Voices actually approached us and told us that they've had problems with B'nai B'rith in the past. For example, Dr. Steven Sheinberg, he's the former chair of the B'nai B'rith League for Human Rights, and he's actually written an article about how B'nai B'rith has allied itself with evangelical, fundamentalist Christian homophobes. For example, people like Dr. Charles McVitie, who runs Canada Christian College, he's been at every single Justice Committee hearing arguing against any gay rights bill in the past decade. And they openly express solidarity with these people because, of course, there is this growing alliance between pro-Israel supporters and evangelical Christians here in North America. And so we're really concerned that an organization that allies itself with homophobes is talking to us about gay rights.
The National Post newspaper, CanWest's flagship newspaper, reported that the contingent of Queers Against Israeli Apartheid had been banned by the organizers of the Gay Pride Parade. Can you explain what the actual response of the organizers was and the nature of this report?
Sure. Well, it was unfortunate. I think it's just a case of another case of National Post getting the story all wrong. There was actually another story in the Toronto Star the next day with the reporter reporting the exact opposite, that in fact we had been allowed in the parade. The National Post was contacted by Pride Toronto because they had erroneously reported that we were banned when in fact no decision had been made about banning us. And Pride Toronto asked them to clarify and asked them to change the story online, and they refused for 2 days. So it appears that it was actually just a political attempt to make us look bad. We're not really sure why the National Post is, you know, taking a political stance on these issues, but I guess I just don't understand their editorial perspective. But basically, there was no decision on the part of Pride Toronto to ban us. They actually said, we're not going to take a position on this issue, and the best way to do that is to allow all groups to participate. And they said, if a pro-Israel group wants to march, fine, they can register and march. But so far, B'nai B'rith has never registered to march in the Pride Parade, and I don't really count on them registering to march in the Pride Parade in the future, given their alliances with homophobes.
There are a lot of funders for the Gay Pride Parade. Were there efforts made to try and get these funders to apply pressures on the organizers of Gay Pride events, and particularly the parade, to get them to ban your participation?
Oh, definitely. There were efforts. I'm not sure how successful they were, but the Jewish Tribune, which is actually a publication of B'nai B'rith, they had reported in a story that people had contacted funders, and that includes corporate funders as well as government funders of Pride Toronto, asking them to have us banned. But the Jewish Tribune actually reported that TD Canada Trust had requested that we be banned, and TD Canada Trust is the premier sponsor of Pride Toronto. But when we followed up with TD Canada Trust, they actually said that wasn't true, and they hadn't asked for us to be banned. So we're not really sure what's the true story here, but the reality is Pride Toronto hasn't banned us, and despite threats to their funding, they believe in freedom of expression.
The Grand Marshal, excuse me, the Grand Marshal of the parade, you mentioned El Farouk Kaki, had attended, was invited and attended your community forum, but he too has been targeted for attack, I understand, by the B'nai B'rith. Could you explain what the nature of that is and what your response to those attacks is?
Definitely. Well, El Farouk, he's a great guy. He's been active on so many human rights issues over the past decade. And the reason why it's so offensive to attack him is because he's actually been the most prominent person in Toronto fighting for the rights of queer Muslims and queer Arabs. So when organizations like B'nai B'rith say things like, well, what about people living in Palestine who want to be gay? They can't be gay in Palestine. El Farouk is actually the person who's been fighting for the rights of these people to be gay and to be openly queer. So I just found that really offensive. And El Farouk was actually attacked even by the Toronto Sun. The Toronto Sun's headline was, Jewish groups outraged that outspoken Muslim will be Grand Marshal of Toronto Pride. So you can see the racism underlying there. They're not even talking about his political views. They're just outraged that he's an outspoken Muslim.
And how does one get to be a Grand Marshal of the parade?
The Grand Marshal is actually elected by the gay community. So there was actually a meeting with over 500 ballots cast by the gay community, and people overwhelmingly voted for El Farouk as the Grand Marshal, knowing his political views.
I'm sure you've been criticized by people who say, and you mentioned this in your opening comment, Israel recognizes gay rights, so how can you criticize Israel? What would you say to a person raising that perspective?
Well, I think it's a good question. It's definitely something we talk about in our work. It's on the one hand, we do support gay rights. We support the right to be free of discrimination, and we recognize that Israel has repealed a lot of homophobic laws. At the same time, we don't think that means we should blindly support any government that doesn't have homophobic laws. For example, the U.S. repealed sodomy laws in just in the past few years. Does that mean we shouldn't ever criticize their foreign policy? Does that mean we can't criticize their invasion of Iraq because they had better laws when it came to when it comes to gay rights than Iraq? So basically what we're saying is our rights shouldn't be used as a tool to oppress other people.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Andrew Brett. He is a member of Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. For more information about their group, you can find their website at queersagainstapartheid.org, or you can simply go to our website, coopradio.org/redeye, and you'll find a link under Current Show.